All Commerce Committee on House Bill 2075 order. Linda?
Removed in that section are references that are put in the section originally when the first members are appointed to the PSRB, and those are on page 15, beginning at the top of the page. And again, there are some section references which are deleted at lines 14 and 15, so that it would now just have a general reference to the board being able to hire employees to aid it in performing its duties. The one other change is on the first page, line 20. The amendments made by the committee, I felt, allowed me to make the change at line 19 and 20, which was replacing excluding responsibility with the words constituting insanity. But the other deletion on line 20 of or partial responsibility under 161-300 had not been specifically addressed by the committee. That change is for the following reasons. 161-305 states the mental disease or defect excluding responsibility under 161-295 or partial responsibility under 161-300 is an affirmative defense. 161-300 says that evidence that a person suffered from mental disease or defect is admissible when it's relevant to the issue of whether the person did or did not have the intent, which is an element of the crime. In State versus Stockett, which is 278 Oregon 637, a 1977 Oregon Supreme Court case, they stated that 161-305 was unconstitutional insofar as it placed the burden of proving partial responsibility or diminished intent on the defendant. That is why that language is removed. It seemed like if we were going to be making that change, to avoid people being confused since it's been found unconstitutional, that we should go ahead and take that out, but it hadn't been addressed by the committee. Those are the only changes. You might want to just look over the effective date amendments that you had requested are sections 17 and 18. He selected out in section 17 the particular ones that are where it matters, where there's a change in the amendment that could matter, and said that those sections apply only to offenses committed on or after January 1, 1984. In the case of offenses committed before January 1, 84, those sections shall apply in the same manner as if this act had not been enacted. And then the effective date clause of January 1, 84. And I have gone back through it. Includes the jury instruction, includes the DA giving information to state court administrator, the escape provisions. We've taken away all the specially designated offense references, made all the changes in the language from the not responsible plea to the guilty except for insanity, and I think that does it.
I think it's good work. I'm convinced that I've talked with
got some more of those calls?
No. Linda.
Pardon?
About this first part that we didn't discuss, so I think it's fine. It's
perfect. Senator Cohen moves to propose conference committee amendments to A and Gross House Bill 2075, designated Legislative Council HB 2075-8-6, 7-14-83-D3. I want to make sure that we have any ideas. Is there discussions? Discussion on Senator Cohen's amendment?
I just will note to the committee, what the way the conference committee report reads is that we receded from both the Senate and the House amendments, and these are adopted new. It was the easiest, cleanest way to do it, so, okay.
Pearl, would you please call the roll, please?
Senator Cohen?
Aye.
Senator Frye?
Aye.
Representative Miller?
Aye.
Representative Gordon?
Yes, it's done. I guess that does it.
Excellent. I like the way you've written the...